couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPlacido, and these Celtics blow the doors off of the Charlotte Hornets, 131-98. The fun part about this game was the Celtics' top six did not play. Derek White, Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford all sat on the bench the entire game. We rolled out a starting lineup of Hauser, Kornet, Pritchard, Svi, and Jaden Springer. And the Celtics absolutely demolished the Charlotte Hornets. Are the Hornets good? No, they're not. However, we're talking about end-of-bench guys that played the majority of this game. Like, we've seen a lot of garbage time minutes this season, where Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, they get to go in and show off. We had garbage time in this game, and the Celtics rolled out four guys, straight from the G League. Peterson, Kata, Chady Davison, Jordan Walsh, all played pretty decent minutes in this, and all played really well. So give the Celtics bench, who started in this game, a ton of credit. Give the G League guys a ton of credit. Even they outscored the Charlotte Hornets significantly in their time out there. This was a really good game overall. And like I've said, honestly, the last week, right, these games do not mean anything at all, right? It's not something I'm going to go in gloating about. It's not something, just like the last games, it's not something I'm down about. Because honestly, these games, you're not seeing the same rotation guys, and in the past games, you haven't seen the same effort level, right? These games have not meant a whole lot to this team, but this was a fun one because we got to rely on a lot of those end-of-bench rotation guys. Peyton Pritchard was an absolute savage in this game, and I'm not going to go through player of the game, highs and lows, all of that. I'm just going to talk about it briefly and move on. But Peyton Pritchard set a career high with 31 points, had 11 assists in this one, and is the first Celtics in the play-by-play era to have at least 23 points and 9 assists in the first half of a game. The only other player to put up those numbers this season, Luka Doncic. No, I'm not comparing him, but pretty damn impressive stat line. 31 points, 11 assists in 31 minutes. So this isn't a game that he went out and played a ton. He didn't really play at all in the fourth quarter because the Celtics didn't need him at all. We've seen it time and time again. The Celtics bench go out there, desperately need Pritchard because they don't have someone that can go out and create shots. Wasn't really the case tonight. Give some credit to a lot of these guys. Springer, couple nice pull-ups. Sam Hauser, definitely wasn't his strongest shooting night. However, couple of good off-the-ball movement drives, mid-range pull-ups. Like, he had a couple of good buckets. Lot of credit to Luke Kornet. Really, really good game from him. 16 points, 10 rebounds. But honestly, you kind of got contributions everywhere. I thought O'Shea Brissett, despite being one of two people with a minus, plus minus, he was minus two on the night in a game where we absolutely smoked him. Shocking. But he had 11 rebounds in 15 minutes. Kata, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and honestly thought he was going to rip the rim right off the basket on his first bucket of the night. Good for him. Drew Peterson comes in, drills a couple threes. Nice transition dunk, 8 points. JD Davison, solid out there. 7 assists in 17 minutes. Jordan Walsh, really good game overall. 8 points, 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. The shot looks fantastic. Everything was just kind of in rhythm tonight. Springer, I thought, played really well. I don't think he's ever going to be a guy where the stat sheet really just jumps out at you. But this is one of those games where it kind of did. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. 25 minutes, did get the start. Didn't play a ton for being a starter. About 25 minutes, and I thought they were all solid. A couple of really nice defensive plays, good stops, got out in transition, had a couple nice like pull-up mid-ranges. So Springer in this one, really good game. You got contributions everywhere. It's just one of those really fun games to watch. Really fun game to watch. Again, this is a game your top six did not play at all. And you won by, what, 34 points? 33 points? Unbelievable game. Start to finish from these guys. 34 assists tonight. They won without shooting particularly well from beyond the arc. They shot 34%. So under the league average, but they just got out in transition. I mean, even Peyton Pritchard, he only had 3 threes in this game, so 9 points out of his 31. The rest of them, unbelievable drives, pull-up mid-range jump shots, like really good ball movement and player movement from this team. And honestly, 16 offensive rebounds plays a huge part. Brissett, 6 of them. Cornette, 3 of them. All 3 of Cornette's, I believe, were putbacks. Kata had 4 offensive rebounds too. So overall, you had a lot of guys that were super active. This was not like the last two games, right? The last two games have come on here and talked about the effort level, the energy. It wasn't there. And honestly, again, I said it then and I'll say it again now. I wasn't expecting them to go out and play with a ton of energy. That's how you get hurt, right? They weren't there tonight. So all of these guys, especially the G League guys, Peterson, Kata, Walsh, White, Davison and Walsh, all of these guys have like legitimate reasons to go out and try as hard as they possibly can. They all want contracts. Jordan Walsh, Kata, sure, like they have their contracts. Davison doesn't. Peterson doesn't. Like they want to be on an NBA team. They want to be making big money. They want to be playing in this league, right? They came out playing really hard. And guys like Peyton Pritchard, the guy's motor never shuts off. He will always go out and give you his all. But honestly, every single person on this team, they have something to fight for. They have something to play for. And that is the one thing that we have talked about the last couple games. The Celtics, at least the starting six, like the core six, I want to say starting six, but we all know that you only start 5 in the NBA and just basketball in general, right? But your core six, right, Al Horford into that mix, they locked everything up. There is nothing left to fight for. All of these guys are fighting for time, right? The core six isn't worried about that. So the level of intensity is significantly different from those guys to the guys that we saw in today's game. And boy, was it a fun game to watch. It really was. Good game overall. Again, means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. But the Celtics improved to 63-18. And with their win tonight, we will finish the season without ever losing 3 consecutive games. The last time that a Celtics team accomplished that feat was in 85-86, arguably the greatest Celtics team of all time, 38 years ago. So this is a super impressive season, whether people want to admit it or not. I know there are a lot of people that are down on the Celtics, especially the way that they've played over their last, you know, couple weeks, but they haven't had a single thing to play for. And they're still 6-4 over their last 10. And you look across the rest of the Eastern Conference, 1-4 right now, Bucks, Knicks, Cavs, all of them, 4-6, 6-4, 4-6. It's pretty much the median right now. Like, nobody's really gaining ground on the Celtics. Not that it matters. Like, we've clinched everything we could possibly clinch at this point. So, listen, historic season for the Celtics. They've played unbelievably well. 1 game remaining. And also another side note here, because they won this game, they will officially, whether or not they lose their next game, still end the season with less than 20 losses, which is an unbelievable mark to be able to say. So congratulations, Boston Celtics. Unbelievable season. I'll leave it here. This was the second to last game, regular season game, for Mike Gorman. And for anybody that is lucky enough to watch the NBC Sports Boston broadcast, they know that this guy has just meant so much to the city of Boston. It's been unbelievable. My entire life, been able to listen to Mike. And, you know, honestly, like Mike and Tommy. When Tommy passed and everything happened there, it was unbelievably sad. And I think having Mike Gorman still here, it's just, it brings a little bit of normalcy to it. And having the game on Sunday be his final regular season game, it's sad. It's sad. I want to give a huge shout out to Mayor Wu, who is basically commemorating Mike Gorman and making it his day, which is just, it's awesome. It's amazing because for, I don't know, 40 somewhat years, 43 years, I believe it is, he has been the voice of the Boston Celtics. And for him to be honored, it's amazing. And I'm glad that they're doing so much to really give him his flowers because he deserves it. And frankly, like, you know, Tommy, he was taken away too early. Like, we didn't have the opportunity to give him kind of the send-off that he deserved. So I'm glad the Celtics are doing it right. I'm glad the city of Boston is doing it right and celebrating Mike for everything that he's been for Boston recently. And listen, I'm sure I'll talk about it again at the end of the first round when every other game after that will be nationally televised and, you know, Mike Gorman will officially be retired. But as of right now, he's still going. So I'm going to leave it there for now. But it was really cool listening to him kind of talk about it on the broadcast today too. But that's where we're going to wrap things up. Really fun game overall. Again, Celtics destroy the Charlotte Hornets on the backs of a lot of bench players. So give them some credit. Fun game overall. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll see you Sunday afternoon. We'll talk soon. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance.